you want to turn there with us. I want to look at some of these godly people, Lord, that the Lord has pinned down in the Word of God. And I want you to think about tonight and really appreciate those that's gone before you, leading the way and being true to the faith tonight. You know, in Hebrews chapter number 11, that it starts off, it mentions Abel. Abel was a man who believed God, and he was one that worshiped God. And he pleased God with his worship and his sacrifice. And Enoch, in his witness, Enoch was the one that pleased God. He walked with the Lord, and he had a testimony that he pleased God. And he was not, for God took him. Then there's Noah. He talks about the work of Noah. Noah worked for 120 years because he was warned of God, and he worked. He wanted to see his family saved. Not only his family, but all mankind. He was a preacher of righteousness. And he didn't waver. He didn't go back. He stayed committed all his life to the cause of a flood that was coming. And you know, there's a great judgment coming upon this old world one day pretty soon. And it ought to stir us to be laborers for the Lord. And it ought to stir us when we look out at our lost loved ones and realize that if they don't get right with God, if they don't get saved, then they go into a devil's hell. And we ought to be working like Noah and care and have compassion as our Lord Jesus did. But now I want to get down to where Abraham starts to talk about him and about his walk. Abraham had a walk of faith. We look at him as the father of our faith, the friend of God. And so let's start reading right here just a little bit about Abraham. It says, by faith. By faith. Faith's important. Amen? By faith, Abraham. You know, you ain't going to do nothing for God without faith. Amen? I think the day in which we live, faith is kind of shallow in most people's lives, because when you ask somebody to do something for the Lord, they want somebody else to take their place. But I believe faith moves a person to walk with God and to work for God. It says when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. I tell you something that's amazing about Abraham. Abraham was raised in a pagan country by pagan parents. But he heard the call of God one day, and he set out on a journey, not knowing where he went. You know, that's the kind of faith we need. Be willing to go wherever God sends us, wherever God calls us, whatever He asks us to do, we ought to be obedient. Amen? And it says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, as him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. It's amazing what God can do with a person that's obedient. It's yet to be told what He can do with your life, with your testimony, with your walk, and your willingness to work and do something for Him. Your willingness to pray can change things. Amen. We need some people that'll walk with God. The Bible says this, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the Word of God tonight. And thank You, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to stand, Lord, to preach Your Word, Lord. We pray, God, You give us unction of the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we'd be hearers of the Word and not hearers only, but doers, Heavenly Father. We ask You, Lord, for Your will to be done tonight, Lord. And we love You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. You might think as we look into this great hall of faith as it's known in Hebrews chapter number 11 right here that these were special people. Well, they were in God's sight because of the faith that they show right here in their lives. But can I tell you something tonight? They were just like me and you. Amen? They were just like me and you. They were prone to the same faults and failures that you and I have. If you study this right here, as God penned down these men's names and women, even through this chapter right here, He mentions right here, it's amazing how God took people and how God straightened their lives out and how He used them. Old Jacob is mentioned right here. He was a trickster. Hey, he was a shamster. But God used him. And He can do the same for you. Moses was a murderer. But God took Moses and used him mightily. Wrote the first five books of the Bible. Led God's children out of Egypt. Rahab, the harlot. I mean, God used her. And she's pinned down in this great hall of faith chapter right here. David was an adulterer, but God used him. But you look at all these people right here, one thing that we have in common with them is we're the same people. We're prone to the same mistakes and prone to the same failures. But we have an opportunity to embrace the same faith that they had. The same faith that brought them through life. And they believed God. They didn't just believe in God. They believed God. Amen. And that's the kind of people that we ought to be. I thank God that we've got the Word of God tonight to look upon that a lot of these folks didn't have. And yet when they got a word from God, a prophet spoke. And listen, they believed what God had to say. And they trusted God. And that the hardships that they went through, friend, but their faith kept them going straight on for God. And, you know, life's hard. Amen. Life's hard. And I'd sure have to hate to try to make it through life without Christ, though. Amen. I'm glad I've got somebody when things get hard I can call upon. I'm glad when things get hard I've got a God that I can lean upon. Amen. That I can pray to, and He's promised me. He's promised you and I in His Word that He'll hear our prayers. The only thing I see tonight in the Word of God that can hinder my prayers from being heard is sin. But He said, if I'll confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. It's by the blood of Jesus. We've got a wonderful God and Savior, haven't we? Wonderful God and Savior. So tonight I want you to think about these veterans of the faith. You know, I want you and I want me to have a faith that's worth following. You hear what I'm saying tonight? A faith that's worth following. We are blessed in our church to have a lot of young people, a lot of kids in here. And where you realize it or not, they're watching you. You better listen to me tonight now. These little kids are watching you. I remember when I was a little boy in church, I don't remember the sermons. But I can remember some old saints of God with the Holy Ghost power of God upon them standing up, a-shouting and testifying. And as a little old child, I remember watching them and I knew they had something that I didn't have and I knew they had something I needed. But see, they had a faith that was worth following. And it burned in my mind all these years. I'll never forget the life they lived. And how they made an impression on me. And I thank God for people of faith. Veterans of the faith. What would you like for people to remember you by? Think about it. When you leave this old world, what's folk going to talk about you? What are they going to say about you? Think about it now. I wonder if they'll have something good to look back to in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, that it'll be an inspiration to them to walk with God. I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture right here, as we look at the life of Abraham, I want you to notice, first of all, faith's decision. A decision. Faith is a decision. We have a decision to make. Are we going to believe God or not believe God? Are we going to take this Bible right here and we're going to believe what God says, or are we not going to believe it? You know, everything that I see in this Word of God right here tells me that Jesus is soon to come. Prophecy's been fulfilled. And if we've got the faith that we ought to have, we ought to be looking for Christ every day. Because He's going to come. He's going to take us by surprise one of these days. He's coming. The Bible tells us He is. So we have to make a decision of faith to trust God in His Word. That's exactly what Abraham did. God told him to get up and get out of the country he's in. Pagan. And he had to make a decision to leave and follow God. Notice this in verse number 13. The Bible says this, "These all died in faith." I want to die in faith. Amen. I want to finish my course having faith. Now, they believed God's promises. This Bible right here is full of promises to God's people. And it's full of promises to the ungodly. Amen. But I'm glad tonight to be a child of God, and I can stand upon all the promises that God has made to His children. And I can say tonight, as for the years that I've been saved, I was saved when I was 23 years of age, and I can say tonight that God has been faithful. And just like Brother Patrick prayed tonight, I hadn't always been faithful, but I can guarantee you God has. Amen. He's proved Himself to me too many times. He's a faithful Father tonight. You see, in faith's decision, they believed God's promises. The Bible says that they were persuaded. Even though things that they'd not seen, the things that God had promised them, though, they took it by faith and they believed God and were persuaded that God was able to keep His Word and do exactly what He'd promised. Not only did they believe God's promises, they took a bold position. We need some boldness in the day that we live. They took a bold position to believe God. The Bible says they embraced them. In other words, they took God's promises and they clung to God's promises, and that's what they were living upon and living by, the promises that God had made to them in the Word of God. Boy, I wish we had a lot of folks today that do the same. It changed lives, it changed homes, and it changed a lot of children, I believe. If parents would realize their great responsibility in raising kids in a godly fashion. They believed God's promises, they took a bold position, and they looked for a better place. In verse 16, the Bible says they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. You know what the trouble in this old world is today? We're trying to make heaven down here. It ain't going to happen. And I hate to disappoint you, but whoever gets governor down in Florida and governor over here in Georgia, things going to continue just like they are. And what are you talking about? Things going to get worse and worse. Worse and worse. In these last days, people are being deceived. And the deceivers are being deceived, and things are getting more and more corrupt. But I'm glad tonight I've embraced the promises of God. I've trusted God, and I'm looking for the better country tonight, the heavenly country that He's promised to His children. I tell you what, there ain't going to be no voting over there. Amen. Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. Always has been, He always will be. And I'm glad I got a place over there prepared for me. Faith decision. I'm glad I can go back in my life at a time when I decided to take God at His Word and trust Him. Whatever comes, whatever comes my way, whatever comes your way. And there are going to be some things come your way that will knock you off your feet. I promise you that. You've got a God that you can trust. You've got a God that said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I believe that, don't you? Amen. I take Him at His word. Not only face decision, but face dedication. Be true. Be true to God. If we've got the faith to believe all God's promises and the things that He's told us in His Word, let's be true to that. Right? Amen. These live their commitment. In verse 15 it says, and truly if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. You know, there's been a lot of opportunities in the life that I've lived as a Christian to turn back. Amen. You have that opportunity every day. And there's been some times that I've looked back, and there's probably been some times that I stepped back a step or two and went in the wrong direction, but I'm glad tonight I've got a God that loves and corrects me. He knows how to set you back on the right track. Because He'll chastise His children tonight. And if you be without chastisement, the Bible says you're a bastard and not a son. Plain, ain't it? So you ought to just thank God when He lays a rod to your sorry hide and tries to straighten you out from your sinful ways. That's plain preaching, ain't it? Truth. Amen. I never did like it when Mama or Daddy got a hold of me. But you know, as I've grown old now, I realize they're doing it for my own good. They did it for my own good. And I caused my Mom and Daddy a lot of grief. I've called my Heavenly Father grief. But I know He loves me tonight. Because my Bible tells me so. Amen. Face dedication. They were committed to keep pressing on no matter how hard things got. Their commitment, their choices. Moses made a choice down in this chapter right here. He chose to suffer affliction with God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We have that choice every day of our lives. Amen. We do. Let me tell you, the devil will present a lot of things to you in life. And you'll have to make a choice who you're going to follow. You going with God or are you going to stray? We have to make that choice. It's not an easy choice sometimes. Because of this old flesh. But we better go in the right direction with God. Face dedication. How dedicated are you? I'm glad Jesus was dedicated. He told the disciples He'd come, He was going to finish the work that the Father gave Him to do. And He did. Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And to accomplish that, He had to be faithful. He had to go to the cross and lay down His life there. Bear the sins of the world. Get up out of the grave on the third day, ascend back to the Father, and make an intercession for you and me right now. I'm glad He was dedicated. Are you? Their commitment, their choices, their confession. Verse 13 says they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I don't know about you, but the longer I stay in this old world, the stranger it gets to me. Amen. Sometimes I just look up to the sky and say, Lord, I wish You'd come today. Amen. Can you do that? Do you ever do that? Do you ever just get so fed up with the corruption and the violence and the wickedness in this old world that you just wish the Lord had just come on back? I do that, and I'll tell you something that's strange when I do that. I've got a lost love, and it just comes to my mind every time I do that. I'd love to see the Lord come, but in a way it grieves my heart, Brother Lee. because of all the people that's going to die and go to hell. But He's coming anyway. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, yet there were just a very few, eight that is, that entered into the ark. Their confession, they're strangers and pilgrims, but their commendation. Notice this right here. In verse 16, they desire a better country, that is the heavenly. Wherefore, listen to this. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. I hope God ain't ashamed of me. I hope that each one of us that profess Christ can stand before Him one day and hear Him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. A few things. A few things." I appreciate faithful people. And I know people's a mess. Amen? I'm a mess. You're a mess. We're prone to mess up. Matter of fact, we're pretty stupid sometimes. We got a God that loves us. Of these in this hall of faith, the things that I said a while ago about Moses, about David, about Rahab, about these others, God says, "I'm not ashamed to be called their God. I'm not ashamed to be called their God." He knows that we're but dust. He knows we're prone to fall. He knows we're prone to fail. But He still loves us. What a Savior. Face decision. Face dedication. Face dangers. In 2 Timothy 2 and 3, there's a danger in being a soldier. You know, World War II is a good example of when the United States was attacked and men by the thousands volunteered to be a soldier to go and fight the enemies that come against our country. My dad got drafted into World War II, had two little old kids at home. They drafted him in the Navy, went off to the Philippines, and the conflict that was going on over there with Japan. I never heard him one time did I ever hear him mention the war. Never once. Wish I'd have asked him. I don't know if he'd have told me anything. But I didn't ask him, but I never heard it. But let me tell you something. There's a danger in faith. This world, Jesus said the world hates me. Don't be surprised if it hates you. There's danger. Why? You liable to get your feelings hurt. That's about the biggest danger you're going to face tomorrow. You go witness somebody and they reject you, and you're going to poke your lips out and say, "Well, they hurt my feelings. I'm going to quit." I'm glad there's some people that stood the test of time and gone through the dangers and the rejections. Good soldiers. Paul said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, because things may get hard." Danger of soldiering, the danger of suffering. 2 Timothy 3 and 12 says, "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." You're going to be persecuted. If you stand for Christ, the devil's going to be sure to send somebody your way to hurt your feelings. Face dangers. And there's something that a lot of us ain't never faced, and that's Satan. If you're going to be a good soldier, if you're going to stand for Christ, if Satan can't distract you, he's going to come at you again and again and again and again. He's going to do his best to knock you out of the fight. That's why Paul put Ephesians chapter 6 in the Bible. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Because he's got some things to throw at you. The fiery darts and the things that he does. There's some danger in living a life of faith. But there's a payday someday too. And that brings me to my last point. Faith's dividend. Faith's decision, faith's dedication, faith's dangers, but faith's dividends. There's a reward at the end of this way. Paul said, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown. Crown. There's a reward at the end of the way. All these, in this chapter right here, says they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God's not ashamed to be called their God, for, listen, He hath prepared for them a city. You know God has a place prepared for us? Amen. It's a done deal. And He's coming after us one of these days. I'm glad that there's been some veterans of the faith that's kept the fire of God burning down at the house of God. And you know these are little kids right here? One over there squirming right now. He's ready to get out and do something. They need somebody that's faithful. They need somebody to look up to. And they need some men and women that'll keep the fire of God burning at the house of God, praying, demonstrating their faith to all these little ones running around here. And if we'll do that one of these days, I believe each and every one of them, you'll watch them step out in the aisle, come down here to this old altar, and they'll want what we've got if we'll just be a good veteran of the faith. The Bible says there's one Lord, there's one faith. One faith, you hear that? Not just any way you're going to get to heaven. One way. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. That's what the Bible says. God help us. I hope when we are all gone on to our heavenly reward, I hope that there'll be some little ones around here that we've burned something in their mind. And they'll realize that they had somebody going before them, blazing a path, keeping the old paths. And I want them to have a faith that's worth following. Amen? Worth following. And that's going to take us being faithful, doing our part down at the house of God. I appreciate you being here.